Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our buddy Jim Florentine has a podcast. We're going to talk to Jim later on this morning.
He's got a radio show, too.
Well, that's just a music thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just.
But he's good.
Metal Midgets, as he does. He hosts that on the Sirius, playing his metal music. Yeah, he's a good dude. Funny guy. Friend of the show. And we'll talk to Jim Florentine later on this morning. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, somebody hates Nick's Kiss fandom. We'll save that email for when Nick gets here. I told that guy, that guy got his panties in a bunch for no reason.
Really quick.
Yeah, but at the end, you could tell why he hates, whatever, he still listens.
Oh, yeah.
I said, thanks. I said, thanks for listening. But we'll tease that email for when Nick gets here. Then we can talk some Kiss with Nick. And Craig, it's Friday, right?
Yeah. All right. End of the week. Whatever the hell that means.
During the appetizer, we were talking about un-PC names for high school football teams. You know, we got midget T-shirts, and then somebody called in about that team called the White Faces, which is a cow. We get it,
right? Hereford, Texas.
Well, I got it yesterday because I didn't grow up on a farm, and I saw somebody, they sent us a photo of the T-shirt, and I put it out on Twitter, and I said, holy yes, you know. You know it's a cow. I said, that's not the point. I said, of course I know it's a cow. There's a cow on the photo. I said, I know people can't listen to 24/7 in this show or four.
Although you should figure out a way.
Yeah, figure out a way, because when you yell at us about something that we've already talked about, it really, really gets my goat for some reason. Are goats got white faces, puss? I don't know.
No.
I think it's just like...
Just a goat.
Some do.
I mean,
yeah.
You find out what you're yelling about first. Of course we know it was a cow.
Yeah.
We just think the word white faces is something that maybe you shouldn't call yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of mascots out there. You don't need to just throw the word white faces together. Even if it is referencing a cow.
And everybody in that county, every team they play, they all know it's a cow. Of course they do. I'm sure they live in an area where everybody has a cow that has a white face.
But how would you like to be a black kid playing for the white faces?
And you know they got one.
There's a Hispanic. That would suck.
You know there's a Hispanic. It's Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably an Hispanic kid, at least, I'm sure, on the team, you know?
Yeah, I don't know where Hereford, Texas is. Hereford. But they got to realize there's a World Wide Web out there now.
Yeah.
And your name goes everywhere.
And the guy got the T-shirt just because he was driving through town and saw it and said, what the hell am I having a T-shirt? But I think I'd wear the midget shirt before I'd wear the white faces anywhere, you know? At this point.
Oh, I'm
unless I went
that.
To school there.
I'm wearing the midget shirt.
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat, yeah.
That's just outside Amarillo.
Amarillo. All right. Wow, there's Hispanics there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that is. You're almost to the New Mexico border. You're way the hell out
and
of West
and if it's Friday
Texas.
Night Lights, Texas, I'm sure there's a black kid running back, you know, usually is on those shows. We watch Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Who doesn't get the goal line carry? They give it. They throw the touchdown to the white kid.
Yeah, that's right. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. He's going all week without any really Deadpool hits. Been a couple weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he shut it down. I think Craig has all kinds of power. He's in charge now. He's also a head, and he just shuts it down.
Fix.
Yep. It's a fix.
Yeah, once he got eight.
Once he got eight, nobody's had a hit since.
He's kind of been in the permanent lead.
Yeah. Kicking ass, taking names. Speaking of sports, we'll call Deadpool Sports. Didn't much. I was out last night, so I didn't get a chance to see the Browns, Bengals. What, 35-30?
Browns. Browns. Yeah, it was
actually an entertaining game.
Yeah, okay. I hung with a lot of the first half, and it was good.
Where was that game?
Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Fans?
6,000, they said.
Yeah. Were they spread out like in Kansas City?
Pretty much around the lower bowl.
They put ties up in the chairs like they did in Kansas City to keep people from congregating?
Yeah, they were spread out pretty sporadically.
Were there cutouts, too?
I don't know. I didn't see them.
Because I thought I saw some people who just didn't move. That could be just Cleveland fan.
Yeah.
Just not moving. And then some people in the stands that were moving. So I didn't know
Totally not moving because I'm, you know.
Yeah, it seemed to me.
Okay.
I could be wrong that there were some cutouts or something virtual and then some real fans in there, but not a lot of them. Not a whole bunch.
Yeah, there was a game this weekend that I thought I saw some cutouts in the end zone. I can't remember the stadium. And I think it's probably the end zone for the purposes of the players when they're looking down that way.
The Vikings.
Was it the Vikings?
They made a big deal about that.
Right, that was the one where I told you could submit your picture for $150.
All right.
And they would stick it in the end zone. And I guess a couple people got on camera.
Okay.
But, yeah, you submit your cutout and $150, which went to charity. And I think limit 1,000, and they stuck them all in that one end zone.
Yeah, because at one point they made, like Kirk Cousins made a good throw and they cut to a shot of one of the cutouts was Fran Tarkenton.
Oh, that's right.
And they're like, hey, Fran Tarkenton.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Fran liked that.
Yeah, he's not going to like much else the rest of the game.
So what that tells me is they didn't get their limit. They didn't get their 1,000.
They added some old Vikings in there anyway.
They had to stick Fran Tarkenton in there because, that ass hat didn't get $150.
Somebody should break out Weekend at Bernie's guy like they did in Kansas City. Was that a Royals game they did that for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that should be a running gig anywhere.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But I watched football, watched basketball.
Yeah, Celtics lost again. That sucked.
The Heat won again.
Yeah.
I watched a little golf yesterday. The U.S. Open is happening.
Yeah.
And
I totally didn't watch it for some reason.
There was some baseball on last night,
too.
I
was busy.
The Phillies and then the Dodgers and Rockies played later.
All right.
No hockey. I
don't have all the time in the day.
I could have. A lot of hours in the day yesterday.
I love when you say it to Craig. Craig gets so pissed off. I don't know why, man. I don't know why.
He finally admitted it yesterday. He's a little jealous.
Yeah. That's why. But why? I'm not jealous.
No.
I mean, I'm busy because of kids still. I get it, but I'm not jealous.
Yeah, but Craig also begged
you. You earned your time. I was with you when you had 7 kids running out of that house. You know, I've seen that. You were doing that when I was single with no kids, and you were busting your ass. As much as possible. I've seen you earn that. I don't know why.
He also beds down for like a 3-4 hour nap in the afternoon. It's like, if you want to do other stuff, get up.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You know?
Let's do that now so he doesn't yell at us. But you're right. He does sleep forever, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes. Yeah.
It's a 3 hour nap at least.
Right.
Man,
when he
naps, three, four.
He takes a serious nap.
Yeah.
That's just sleeping again. 4 hours is just sleeping again. That's not even a nap.
You're right. Yeah. I went through my...
That's 2 4-hour naps. Basically.
Not enough hours in a day phase.
Yeah, no, of course you did.
And now I'm taking...
You earned it.
I even got a couple spare hours there, so I got in some golf.
You throw that in when he shows up. You watched a zillion sporting events and played nine holes of golf.
Played nine holes of golf.
And drank some vodka. and raised some hell.
And got a decent nap.
Actually went with the margaritas last night.
Oh, cool.
Christy ordered Mexican food.
Excellent.
Half gallon or whole?
Let's see. Half gallon, yeah.
Which is a weird question to ask about margaritas.
Two 750s. Yeah, they came in like Tito's bottles.
Oh, nice.
When they ship them home to you.
Are they both laying out in front in the recycling this morning?
Yeah. I believe I drank the bulk of them. Christy went to bed pretty early.
When you talk about alcohol and using the word bulk, I drank the bulk of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's nice that they just gave you two bottles and you just crack one open for you, crack one open for her.
There you go. Swig them.
Who needs the glasses?
Yeah, yeah. You're like Lemmy with whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right. here's your
It didn't seem as strong as normal.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. It could be you.
So, yeah.
If only you could.
That could be.
If only you could sweeten them up at home.
Yeah, I should tequila into those things.
Yeah, there was no tequila at the house, so I might have done that. But fortunately, I didn't.
All right.
And I feel fine today. I wasn't really drunk at all last night. And then, again,
that
could be me.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's you. All right. Friday show. Looking forward to it. Jim Florentine. Old gang's here.
I believe Doc Mina is going to call.
Oh, I forgot about Doc.
Yeah, she told me she's going to check in this morning.
She's going to yell at you and yell at us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.